to a snug business among rich men's bonds and mortgages and title deeds. All who know me consider me an eminently safe man, the late John Jacob Astor, a personage little given to poetic enthusiasm, had no hesitation in pronouncing my first grand point to be prudence. My next, method. I do not speak it in vanity, but simply record the fact that I was not unemployed in my profession by the late John Jacob Astor, a name which, I admit, I love to repeat, for it hath a rounded and orbicular sound to it, and rings like unto a bullion. I will freely add that I was not insensible to the late John Jacob Astor's good opinion. Some time prior to the period at which the little history begins, my avocations have been largely increased. The good old office, now extinct in the state of New York, of a master in chancery, had been conferred upon me. It was not a very arduous office, but very pleasantly remunerative. I seldom lose my temper, much more seldom indulge in dangerous indignation at wrongs and outrages, but I must be permitted to be rash here and declare that I consider the sudden and violent abrogation of the office of Master in Chancery by the new Constitution as a premature act, inasmuch as I had counted upon a life lease of the profits, whereas I only received those of a few short years. But this is, by the way. My chambers were upstairs, at number blank Wall Street. At one end they looked upon the white wall of the interior of a spacious skylight shaft, penetrating the building from top.